This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The movie Friday Night Lights was number two at the box office in its first weekend. It's the story of a high school football team in Odessa in West Texas, where football is something like a drug or religion or maybe both. 20,000 fans filling the stadium at Permian High for a Friday night game. In the movie, the Permian Panthers make their way, as they've done many times before, to the state championship.
Mike Winchell to Don Billingsley will go right. Room to run, but stops, plants his feet. He's looking for a receiver. Winchell's open in the end zone. Winchell makes a tremendous catch. Winchell, with a touchdown reception, scores the mojo touchdown.
Friday Night Lights is based on the book of the same name, written by H.G. Bissinger, Buzz, as he's known. The book came out in 1990, and now 14 years later, after half a dozen directors and many more writers each tried to bring the book to the screen, it's Bissinger's cousin, Peter Berg, who ended up directing the film. He also co-wrote the screenplay. I asked Mr. Berg about the way the movie opens, a sweeping overhead shot of dry Texas flatlands, and then a huge miracle of a stadium rising out of nowhere.
I think that's probably one of the reasons why football is so big in places like Odessa, Texas, is that you're literally surrounded, in this case, by the Permian oil basin, which is just hundreds of miles of dead, brown, flat, expired oil resources, and it goes on forever, and in the middle of it is this town. And these shrines, these giant football stadiums, are constructed with their hot green AstroTurf and their bright colored seats. And they really do. They look like rocket ships waiting to take off in the middle of this very flat, barren environment.
Yeah, and it's really clear that football becomes the lifeblood of this community. Everybody's talking about making state and the pressure on the coach. In this case, it's Coach Gary Gaines, who's played by Billy Bob Thornton in the movie. Everywhere he goes, at dinner parties, in the supermarket, it just seems like everybody has ideas for how they can make the team better.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think parents love their kids, and wherever parents love kids, they end up getting very intensely connected to their success or failure. And when football's the game, it gets even more intense.
There's something almost sinister about it in the movie, that you have a scene where Coach Gaines is in a shopping center parking lot and this car of boosters pulls up. But let's listen to a clip here. It starts with Coach Gaines, Billy Bob Thornton.
Everything all right?
Well, yeah. Everything's going to be just fine. Everything's all right as long as we get out there and get what we need to get done and, you know, win state.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want it as bad as y'all do, believe me.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you know, Dallas Carter, that's a tough team. Real tough team.
Yeah. Well, we're a pretty tough team too, Coach.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so, beat them.
It almost sounds like there's a threat implied there.
Well, there is. In reality, Gary Gaines, the coach of Odessa Permian, and this is true of most football coaches, certainly in Texas, but in any major high school, whether it's in Ohio or Florida or Pennsylvania, anywhere that high school football is played intensely, coaches rarely get contracts that are longer than 2 years. And, you know, as much as these coaches love the kids and want to instill values and teach them about teamwork and sacrifice and all of the very honorable aspects that we're taught sports can bring out in someone, especially at a young age, as much as these coaches do care about the kids, they know that they're fired if they don't win. So the pressure for these coaches to win at a high school level is very real, and it's very severe.
And when they lose a game, Coach Gaines, in your movie and in the book too, will have for sale signs planted in his front yard.
That's true. I mean, that was something straight out of the book. I mean, for sale signs go up in the coach's front lawn. Rocks have been thrown through windows. It's a business as much as it is a sport. That's for sure.
Let's talk about the pressure on the kids, the players themselves. I think one of the characters in the movie tells them, sort of warns them, protect this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what you can say about this moment for these high school kids and what it means to them.
Well, I think that one of the reasons why, you know, and I've said that I've been to almost every major sporting event there is. You know, I've been to a Super Bowl, I've been to a World Series, I've been to a heavyweight boxing fight. I've been to national college basketball championships. I don't think I've ever been to anything quite as intense and emotional as a big Texas high school football game. And I went to about 35 of them last season. And I really think that it comes down to the age of these kids as much as anything else. When you have these 15, 16, 17-year-old boys who are really right on that cliff from boyhood to manhood, and it's really a last... They're not quite intellectually or physically men, but they're more than boys, and they're trying to play at this very intense level that's pushing them physically and emotionally. And to see them trying to strive and trying to please their parents and please their communities and please themselves, knowing how young they are, is very emotional. And I've never seen anything quite like it.
When your cousin's book came out back in 1990, he had a really hard time in Odessa. He wrote about racism in the town. He wrote about the academic free ride that a lot of these players were getting. He was so hated that he couldn't even do a book signing in Odessa because of threats that were made against him. You did shoot at least part of the movie, though, in Odessa, and I wonder how you were received, how you were able to shoot there.
Yeah, when Buzzy wrote the book, he went down there thinking that he was going to write something much more akin to Hoosiers than Hoop Dreams. You know, he thought he was going to write about this really wonderful team and their journey to a state championship, and came down there and started to live with the community. And he did see a tremendous football program. He did see a lot of good. He fell in love with these kids. But he did see a lot of other things that he didn't like quite as much. And Buzzy is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist. And, you know, as I said to Odessa, look, if you invite a grizzly bear into your house and you get scratched, you know, you're going to get scratched. And, you know, they did invite an investigative journalist into their community. So he investigated. And as a result, the community was pretty upset. They were furious with him when the book came out. And they were not sure... 14 years later, when I came down there saying I wanted to make a film, they were very skeptical, and they, I think, very reluctantly and with bated breath let me come up there and film. And it was very satisfying to go back there 2 weeks ago and have a premiere in Odessa. And as I said to Buzzy, I like that they were smiling, but they weren't smiling ear to ear. You know, they didn't offer me the keys to the town and put me on the board of tourism for Odessa. So I felt like I did please them, but I also didn't discredit the book, and I respected the book.
Did you sense hostility along the way?
Absolutely. I mean, there was, particularly from, you know, the over, I would say, over 50 crowd in Odessa who were there when the book was written, who actually, most of whom did read the book. They were very skeptical. I had, you know, I remember the first day I was up there, I was at a football game, and I was watching a game, and this woman stormed up the steps of the stadium at Ratliff Stadium to me, and she was holding a baby in one hand, and she stormed up to me, and she got right in my face, and she put her finger in my face, and she said, "Are you going to make us look like a pack of monsters?" I said, "No, I don't think I am." She said, "We're not monsters, mister. You make sure we are not monsters." And I said, "Okay," and she gave me a real hard look and walked away, and that stayed with me, you know, pretty much the whole time I was making the film.
Peter Berg directed the film Friday Night Lights. He also co-wrote the screenplay.